Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Are also seeing Charbonnet move up, and he is really, really explosive. There's some great tape out there of him if you go back and watch. And our boy Thor has Charbonnet over Gibbs. So, you know.
So do Froton and Lobb. They both have Charbonnet.
Let's hear Charbonnet and Gibbs, your breakdown.
So for me, the reason I have Gibbs ahead of Charbonnet is because Gibbs is, you know, a lot like the most like Alvin Kamara that I've seen since Alvin Kamara. He's a guy that he's not going to take 25 carries, and Charbonnet can do that, which is a big reason. Like, that guy can carry the rock and take a beating. So I think that is why Charbonnet is getting the love, but I don't care. Like, you can run routes with, you can put Gibbs out as a wide receiver and count on him as a wide out. So I think you get,
what was your comp? You had a Kamara comp for
Kamara.
Gibbs.
Yeah. For Gibbs. That's what I just said. Yeah. He is the most like Kamara that I've seen coming out, you know, since Kamara. So I think that's what I see. Obviously, landing spots are biggest for running backs, I feel like, because you have to deal with who else is on the team, the offensive line, and how good the overall offense is, of course. Wide receivers are also tough because you have to have the good quarterback. But for running backs, everything has to make sense. So those could flip. I could, you know, if Charbonnet goes somewhere like Cincinnati and he's going to be the lead back and Gibbs ends up in New Orleans to eventually replace Kamara, but they also have Jamal Williams, then we know what his role is. It's different than if he landed in Cincinnati. You know what I mean?
Gibbs going to the Chargers would make a ton of sense because
it would.
Move
and
off
then they trade Eckler.
Yeah, you move off of Eckler, you get picks for the future, and then you can just kind of like put a guy.
That's
right
a team
back
that
into that,
that
role.
I feel like would want Charbonnet though, because they want a guy that can have 25 carries because they keep missing on running back prospects. They keep missing on these guys. But
yeah,
Spiller's a little bit better than what they thought from last year. And now you have a nice 1-2 with Spiller and Gibbs. So, we'll see what happens there. But yeah, that's why I have Gibbs. And Charbonnet is a good back. Like you said, explosive, can run through, can run past. It's got enough wiggle to make a cut and go. Not a lot of experience catching the ball, but I think that's something that he can do. But I just
caught 37 last year, caught 37 for 320. He did not a lot of like, it's like shorter screen passes and doesn't make it happen. Like,
yeah, but I mean, he's not a route tree guy. He's a dump off guy, and that's fine. Yeah. You know, they all count the same in fantasy. That's what we care about. That is why Charbonnet to me is in his own tier. I just think Gibbs has that Kamara type potential, that higher ceiling. So Gibbs 2, Charbonnet 3 for me.
Yeah, Charbonnet over 4 yards of yak per attempt, which is very, very interesting. A 122 elusive rating out there as well. So a better pure runner than Gibbs, but Gibbs might be a little bit more explosive on there. Do either of these guys, do you think there's a situational thing where it's like, let's just say what I just put out there. Let's say the Chargers took Gibbs and then Charbonnet goes to a place where it's like two running backs. You know, it's like the Eagle, you know, whatever. There's two running backs Eagles in there.
Good one.
Is it, or vice versa? Does
no one can move ahead of Bijan, but those guys can absolutely flip. You know, okay. Like I said, my situation I feel like is better. You put Charbonnet in Cincy after they cut Joe Mixon because he's going to jail or whatever. You know, if they take Charbonnet, then whoo, man, his stock goes through the roof, and it would be better than, you know, Gibbs landing in Atlanta or something like that and being the two to Tyler Algier, who's the between tackles guy. Like, if there's a pure role for him, I mean, that can ruin a guy. Did James Cook last year. So
do you think the Eagles are going to be in on any of these guys? They've got two first round picks and they've got one in the 30s. You think the Eagles are going to be in on either of these backs?
Our boy Toller, who's a huge Cowboys fan, is terrified that the Eagles are going to take Bijan at 10. Just terrified of it because it makes sense. But I don't, you know, the Eagles fans will scream at you if you give them a running back or linebacker in the first round, as I have done, that Rowie doesn't take those guys in the first round. It's all offensive linemen and corners and blah, blah, and, you know.
Who's been the worst fan base, by the way, on your mock drafts? Eagles? They're the biggest monsters?
Yeah.
No shocker. No shocker at all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Cowboys are never great, but yeah, Eagles are the worst.
So. Exactly. They all know everything. All right. Let's go to 4 and 5 on the running back.
Yeah. So after that initial group, we've got the next tier for me would probably be Tyjae Spears at 4. Then Kendre Miller from TCU at 5, Roschon Johnson from Texas at 6, Tank Bigsby from Auburn at 7, and Zach Evans from Ole Miss at 8.
How big is the gap between this group? You got another Texas running back in there, or technically two TCU, but full on Texas with Roschon Johnson. How big is this like tier? Are they truly interchangeable?
Yeah, they're truly interchangeable, but these guys, I think. I have them in order of potential, in my opinion. So, you know, like Tyjae, I mean, we have Matt Waldman on, Pat and I, over on the Fantasy Pros Dynasty Football podcast that I also host. And Matt Waldman was comparing Tyjae Spears to Jamaal Charles. I don't see that, you know.
Well, 6.9 yards per carry probably is part of it. The second most, it looks like, G5. In this class.
Also against G5 defense.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree. But I think.
But we saw him. The thing that pushed it over for me with Tyjae was what we saw him do against USC in the Rose Bowl. He tore those guys up. And I know Pac-12 defense and Lincoln Riley defense and all that stuff, but we're talking about a G5 team versus a P5 team, a Power 5 team that was very good and in the Rose Bowl was just getting lit up by Tyjae, and they knew what was coming. Like, they're giving the ball to Tyjae, and he is picking these guys apart. He's running through them. He's running past them. He's really dancing around him. He can catch the ball. He is the most complete out of this group, for sure. You move down to Kendre Miller. Okay.
Well, let me ask you something real quick. On Roschon Johnson out of Texas.
Yes.
Back up to Bijan.
Sports. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Grid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Well.
Said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman.
Former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
A 198 elusive rating, which is the highest of all of these running backs, even higher than Bijan, if you want to, you know, not that you're going to take anything away from that, but to the point, it's high, over four yards per carry, a little over 4 yards per carry. Not crazy in the catch market, but like, can this be one of those situations? We've seen this out of like Alabama and stuff before plenty, where you get the backup running back going in the right situation. Could Johnson be a guy that could rock it up?
Absolutely. And the thing for Roshan for me, which, you know, I'm already higher on this guy because I watched him play 4 years at Texas, but he came into Texas as a quarterback, knew he wasn't going to play quarterback, didn't want to leave Texas, so they flipped him to running back, and this guy is a work ethic dude. He will put in the work. He does everything he can to get better every single day. He's enormous. He's 6'2". He's going to run you over, and the reason that elusive rating is so high, Welsh, is because you wear him down for three quarters with Bijan, you get up by three touchdowns, and here is your closer, Roshan Johnson, running against tired defenses in the late third, early fourth quarter, and just taking it to the house. He is an absolute closer. He's a monster with the ball in his hand. So, yes, I mean, he needs a lot of experience catching the ball. He needs to work on that a ton, but he can pass block already, and he can give you a nice tote. Especially late against a tired defense.
Where did your tier end?
Over. My tier ends at Zach Evans.
Zach Evans at 8. Okay. So then finishing up with these guys. So that was a tier of like 5 running backs in here.
Right.
Are they all susceptible to moving ahead based on the best position? I guess I'm asking is how fluid is this rank of these guys? Do you have you are higher. I mean, I'm going to ask you on the inverse of this, but you are like blanketly higher, it looks like, on Roshan Johnson than anybody else. I don't really see anybody else having him in the top 10 on a couple that I've looked at. So that's maybe its own world. I see Tank Bigsby up there a bit, but like, is this fluid enough that the best situation wins, or is it how you were saying, like, Tajay Spears is such a complete back that he can take. I'm just trying to decipher.
He would be the hardest to move past. But I mean, if he ends up in a bad spot, yeah, I would take Roshan over him for sure. I would take Zach Evans in a good spot over Tajay in a bad spot for sure. Just because, you know, volume is king in fantasy. It's you know, yes, of course, the between the tackles, everything matters, you know, team context matters. Volume is king. So if you get one of these guys going to a situation where they're definitely getting the ball versus Tajay going to Green Bay and being the third back, you know, for sure, you're going to put Zach Evans ahead of him. The guys right below those, none of those guys can go over the next tier to me.
Okay, so that's very interesting because you got a couple names below here. So if just real quick, list off what this next tier of running back looks like.
Okay, so the next tier would be
starting at
nine, Eric Gray, Dwayne McBride, Devin Achane, Israel Abakanda, and Evan Hull would be my next tier.
So the one that I've been sitting on is Devin Achane, who on our friend Thor's list is the fifth running back on the board. So this is where things
To ARP, which is that's what I'm making it. Arif Hassan for Pro Football Network puts together a consensus big board of 85 resources, putting their big board together. And Achane is four there. Now, look, I don't want to take a ton away from Achane because he is very fast. He is track level fast, crazy fast. If he ends up in a good situation, he is going to be very solid. But at no point in his career is he going to be a 15 carry guy. He is a 10 touch guy. That is probably going to be his limit because he is undersized. He's light. He has a lot of experience running between the tackles because A&M kept running him in between the tackles because they didn't have anyone else talented on offense at all after Spiller left. So he's got a lot of experience in there, which is why a lot of people see more with Achane than I do. And maybe I'm just missing this. And there's a little bias, but Achane's awesome. I'm not going to take bias. I was high on Spiller last year coming out of A&M. I was wrong on that. Maybe I'm wrong being low on Achane. I don't like him because he is so much smaller, and I just don't see a role where he gets 15 touches a game. I think he's a 10-touch guy at maximum most weeks, and you know, we just talked about volume. Volume is going to be low for him.
Okay, so I mean, that's an interesting one that really differs. There's a few other guys I think Hull and whatever that might pop up here or there, but what stands out of this tier outside of Achane, who is the one again to talk about because he is, you know, consensus four down here at 11 for sure. You made your case for it. Is there anybody else here based on a really good situation or someone that you just like a whole lot but have to put them down based on just based on value?
I like McBride a lot. I think Eric Gray is probably better than a lot of people are giving him credit for. But Dwayne McBride had a great elusive rating as well. Our boys Lob and Froton talked about him recently. Like, well, he's just running through these wide open holes at UAB. He also led all these running backs in yards after contact per attempt. It's like 4.3 yards.
Looks like most rushing yards too. 1,700 total yards.
I mean, they ran
7.3 yards per attempt too.
Yeah, I mean, they ran through some bad defenses in the G5. UAB did. They carved them up, but this guy can carry the rock. Like we know now, doesn't have any experience catching the ball. I think he has like 6 catches in his career. Some ridiculous. CK pointed out he has more fumbles than catches. So that's not great, right? So he is definitely one-dimensional. He's only a between-the-tackles guy.
By the way, so, 5 fumbles, 2 receptions. Just want to throw that out.
So like, you know, it doesn't mean that he can't do it, right? It just means he didn't do it at UAB. So that's it's a mystery. A lot of these guys are, yeah, but. It's like, oh, this guy's really good. Look at this elusive rating. Look at this yak. Yeah, but he doesn't catch the ball. And he cannot protect the quarterback at all back there. So he's first, second down guy. He's very limited. And that's kind of what we get in this tier is guys that are somewhat limited. Eric Gray can do a little bit of everything. He's somewhat limited by, you know, this athletic testing. 4.72 RAS is terrible for him. Israel Abanikanda, track guy, super fast, super athletic, skinny, hasn't taken a lot of shots. I don't think he's a carry the rock type of guy. And Evan Hull really boosted himself with his play after the fact in the Senior Bowl and that kind of stuff. Could be a really good back, but he just doesn't have that on-field production because Northwestern was so bad. So everyone here is kind of, yeah, but.
Last two I'm going to just throw out here. When you're going deeper, two names that stand out to me. One I feel like has been getting a whole lot of conversation lately. The other is just a popular college name. Sean Tucker comes in at 17 on yours, and Tucker is 9 on that ARP list. And Deuce Vaughn. Deuce Vaughn just kind of way down here at 19. He is a little bit higher on that list. Anything with these two guys as deep running backs?
No, I mean, the thing with Sean Tucker to me is he's a one-trick pony. He's just speed. That's pretty much it. He doesn't have a lot of wiggle. He's not going to catch the ball. He can protect the quarterback all right. But yeah, he's a one-trick pony. He's just speed. Same thing for Deuce Vaughn. I'm done sticking my neck out for guys that are 5'6". You know, that's pretty much what it is. And you know, Donnell Pumphrey was an amazing back at San Diego State, did everything. I loved him coming in the draft. He got hurt like day two and it was done. You know, hopefully I'm wrong about Deuce Vaughn. I want to root for him. He's great. He's super, super short, tiny guy. He's going to be a special teams guy, but you're looking at Darren Sproles. That's what you want. That's his peak is Darren Sproles. I think we're more likely to get that out of A-Chain than we are for him. A guy that I do like down there, probably more than I should, is Keaton Mitchell, the guy from ECU. Speed on speed on speed on speed. I mean, led in like, I think he led in breakaway yards and breakaway. He definitely led in breakaway percentage. He is a home run hitter, but another guy that's 10 carries max. So okay. Lot of talent there.
A lot of running backs, and we will be deciphering through and some players to keep your eyes and mind on when you see where their destinations are in the NFL draft. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to finish out with wide receivers and the top 12 right here on In the Sleep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
The wide receivers. This is the one I've been pretty excited about just to hear, especially at least the top end. There's so many because we're not going to be able to cover a gajillion of them. But this is where things do not seem to match up across the board, Mr. Bogman, because I see whether it is Quentin Johnston, Zay Flowers, whether it is Jordan Addison, Jackson Smith and Jigba, all these players' names pop up at number one on lists or number two, mm-hmm. and there's really no rhyme or reason. So why don't you lay out what your big four looks like, and then let's hear some cases about them.
You know, for the running backs, we said that tier of yeah, buts. I feel like every wide receiver has a yeah, but. Yeah, but this. Yeah, but that. For me, Jordan Addison is number one. We're combining film and past, you know, the pre-draft process. We're combining those both. I think people want to put JSN up there, and JSN's great, and I definitely have those guys in their own tier, one and two. So they're interchangeable depending on landing spot, all that stuff. I like Addison slightly more because I saw it do him in the slot at, you know, at USC. He did it outside at Pitt. He's a complete wideout. He's always open. I know the RAS score was bad, didn't perform well at the combine, not super athletic, but people are hammering him because he ran a 4.49 instead of a 4.4 flat. I'm like, you're talking about 0.9 seconds. I know that it makes a difference. I don't know that it makes that much of a difference for me. So for me, I'm going to have Jordan Addison as my number one. The reason I have JSN, who has made some spectacular catches at Ohio State. You know, I know Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave wanted to say he's better than them. He's not. I would put both those guys ahead of JSN, but I do like JSN a lot. He's fluid. I mean, he is so fluid. He's constantly open. Great catch radius. Everything about him is good. It's the availability. He played two games last year, one and a half games. You know, whatever it was, maybe it was only.
Feels like
one.
He has a Jameson Williams-ness to him. A
little bit.
Yeah, explosion.
I think Williams is still better. But, you know, JSN doesn't gamble. And, staying on the field, you know, that's a big part of it. But even with that injury stuff, and you know how averse to injury stuff I am, it's a little different coming in the NFL because, like we said with Will Levis, we don't know if these guys are holding themselves back, if they don't want to play because they're about to go high in the NFL draft and make that money. I don't know. So I still think he's very, very talented. Definitely has the chops to be the number one wide receiver in this class, but I have Addison slightly ahead of him. I've just seen so much more from Addison.
Okay, so then when we move to Quentin Johnson and Zay Flowers, Zay Flowers is getting a whole bunch of run right now, but let's hear about Quentin Johnson and Zay Flowers.
Yeah, these guys are polar opposites. Like Quentin Johnson is huge. Zay Flowers is small. I think Zay came in at, I believe, 5'8". At the combine, just double check his RAS. I know this thing says 5'10", but that's not right. So he came in at 5'9" and 2 12ths. So not tall, but he can do everything. He's super fast. Great hand usage. I know a lot of people have been comparing him to Antonio Brown. I don't know if anyone will ever have hands as good as Antonio Brown again, but he can do it all. He's just undersized. You know, he's small, and you're going to get a lot of that from this draft class. A lot of undersized slot guys, but he can play outside and he can play inside versus a couple guys that are lower on this board that are built in the same mold that can only play inside. This guy can do it both. So that's why he's my number four. Quentin Johnson is my number three. You saw him at TCU. Just, I mean, the highlights are unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a guy that can get up there and pull that ball down.
He can, but his contested catch rate was below 50%.
And he's wild.
It's stupid. Also, you know, Max Duggan, not the best arm, you know, so he didn't go downfield a ton, making a lot of short catches and stuff too. So he needs to expand that route tree, and you always worry about a big guy that is not making contested catches turning into N'Keal Harry instead of Mike Evans. And I would not bet on him being Mike Evans. I saw someone say that's his ceiling. He is not Mike Evans. He's good, but he ain't Mike Evans.
On Quentin Johnson as well, of the big four, best yak per reception, most yards per reception, and the best ADOT of anybody. So, I mean, this is a guy in the right situation could flourish. He could flourish. And what's so trippy about all of this, based on what list you look at, you'll get different answers to this. But if we look at your top 10 Boggs, there are only three wide receivers over 6 foot on this list. Yeah. That means seven of the top 10 are 6 foot or shorter on this list. Quentin Johnson is the biggest.
Yeah, he is the big guy in this draft. That's if you're drafting a guy for size. And that's why if you're betting, I'd probably bet Quentin Johnson to be the first wide receiver off the board because of his size. Someone will buy it. I don't know who it is or where it will be, but someone will buy his size maybe before JSN or Addison come off the board. The next two guys there, Welsh, with Jalen Hyatt and Josh Downs. A lot of people down on Jalen Hyatt because they think Cedric Tillman would have been better. Cedric Tillman, also a big wide receiver from Tennessee, got hurt in the season. For me, Jalen Hyatt, slot guy only, right? Which is why he's not as good as Zay. slot guy only. This guy is always open. I don't care that they schemed him up to be open. I don't care that it's, you know, a shorter playbook from Tennessee and people don't like it. And that's the knock on Hunter, that on Hendon Hooker. That's been the knock on Jalen Hyatt as well. Well, you know, they scheme him open. Okay, well, why can't you scheme other guys open? Why is Jalen Hyatt always open? He's always open. He snaps off routes pretty nice as well. So he is going to be my number five here. I like him. I know a lot of people have him lower than that. Not me. I really like him. And then our guy here, well, Josh Downs is the next guy. And that absolutely ends the second tier to me. It's Josh Downs. Another guy.
So Hyatt only. And Downs are their own tier? Or
I put Quentin, Zay, Hyatt, and Downs.
Oh, okay. So tier. Hyatt and Downs in the same tier as those players. Okay. So yes. Yeah, talk about Downs.
Downs, I mean, you know, I sent you, in January or December, I sent you a highlight video of Josh Downs. And I said, get ready to fall in love. Because this guy routes like Deontay Johnson. He yaks like Deebo Samuel. He is small. Frame is very small. Another 5'8 guy in here. But number one in the guys being in this draft in contested catch rate, over 80% last year for a small guy. That's crazy because most of his catches are going to be contested because he's so small. But he's fast and he's dangerous with the ball in his hand as well. I think you can scheme up stuff with him, you know, on motion plays as well. He's just really good with the ball in his hand. So he's different than Hyatt because Hyatt's going to be your deep hitter who catches. He's going to be your Will Fuller. He catches four balls for 103 and a touchdown, or he catches two balls for 16 yards. You're going to be frustrated. Josh Downs is going to be more five catches for 50, and you hope he gets in the end zone. Like, that is what Josh Downs is.
The top four guys are first-round picks. Are Hyatt and Downs, are they top end of the second round? These are second-round wide receivers?
Yeah, these are second-round guys, most likely. And I'm not, you know, the rumor has been the only guaranteed wide receiver to go in the first right now is JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba. So
yeah, and we've seen that happen before as well. They might push down. So here's something that's interesting I want to ask you about. 7 through 10. Three of those four wide receivers, you have, I don't want to go be too ridiculous about it, but decently higher. You could even argue dramatically higher than the consensus. The biggest one is Xavier Hutchinson out of Iowa State, who you have at 7, who I think it's what the ASR has him at 14. You also have, Marvin Mims. That's the one. You have him 8. He's 10. Cedric Tillman is the one where you have a little bit lower than the consensus. And then Jaden Reed out of Michigan State, who you have at 10, who is 15 on that. So just some quick thoughts on really Hutchinson and Reed are the ones that stand out of interest.
Yeah, I mean, and this tier would go down to after I have Reed, I have Tyler Scott, Rashee Rice, Jonathan Mingo. That would be the tier to me. So, but Xavier Hutchinson, I like a lot. Iowa State guy. The dude runs great routes. I think he's number one in route grade in this class. So that's crisp. You know, he's going to be able to do that. And he's going to be probably a big slot guy. He can play outside too, but I think in the NFL, he's more destined to a slot role. He's going to body up those corners. He's one of the few guys in this class that has size, him and Cedric Tillman. I just think he's clean and the floor is super, super high on him. So that is why he's my 7. Where else, I said, yeah, but on a lot of these guys, and a lot of these guys have yeah, buts. So, moving down there to Cedric Tillman, I like Tillman a lot. I'm not as crazy as a lot of people are. There are some, I think our guy Matt Waldman had him at like 2 in the class, right?
Again, so, you're talking about physical wide receivers, 6'3", 215, one of the few 6'3" plus, only one of two in the top 10.
Big. And everyone, a lot of people have been saying that if Tillman was healthy the whole year, we would be talking way more about him than Jalen Hyatt. They're both good wideouts, though. Cedric Tillman's had some injury stuff. And with those big guys, it's tough, because do you like the big guys better because, they're physical, they're going to be able to push off a corner and whatever. But if you can't catch a contested pass in the NFL, you're going to be N'Keal Harry. So, do you like that or do you like the shorter guys that are faster and can get separation, but you're going to get tackled immediately and you're probably never getting in the end zone? Like that has been the difficult thing of navigating this class is, you don't have a lot of in between. I think I have the in between guys in this. I think Marvin Mims is one of those guys that, you know, super skinny, but also 5'11", not crazy undersized. Very, very good. I'm not as high on him as, like, you know, Froton is. I think he has him in his top six. I wouldn't put him there. Jaden Reed is kind of that tweener as well. 6 foot, 190-ish, can do a little bit more. Tyler Scott as well, skinny. Rashee Rice has some size. I'm not so big on him, though. So, yeah, this group is kind of, you know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo!
All night!
So, but Xavier Hutchinson I like a lot. Iowa State guy. The dude runs great routes. I think he's number one in route grade in this class. So that's crisp. You know he's going to be able to do that. And he's going to be probably a big slot guy. He can play outside too. But I think in the NFL, he's more destined to a slot role. He's going to body up those corners. He's one of the few guys in this class that has size, him and Cedric Tillman. I just think he's clean and the floor is super, super high on him. So that is why he's my seven. Where else? I said, yeah, but on a lot of these guys, and a lot of these guys have yeah, buts. So, moving down there to Cedric Tillman, I like Tillman a lot. I'm not as crazy as a lot of people are. There are some, I think our guy, Matt Waldman, had him at like two in the class. Right.
Again, so, you're talking about physical wide receivers, 6'3", 215, one of the big. Few 6'3" plus, only one of two in the top 10.
Big. And everyone, a lot of people have been saying that if Tillman was healthy the whole year, we would be talking way more about him than Jalen Hyatt. They're both good wideouts, though. Cedric Tillman's had some injury stuff. And with those big guys, it's tough, because do you like the big guys better because, they're physical, they're going to be able to push off a corner and whatever. But if you can't catch a contested pass in the NFL, you're going to be N'Keal Harry. So, do you like that? Or do you like the shorter guys that are faster and can get separation, but you're going to get tackled immediately and you're probably never getting in the end zone? Like that has been the difficult thing of navigating this class is, you don't have a lot of in between. I think I have the in between guys in this. I think Marvin Mims, is one of those guys that, super skinny, but also 5'11", not crazy undersized. Very, very good. I'm not as high on him as Froton is. I think he has him in his top six. I wouldn't put him there. Jaden Reed is kind of that tweener as well. 6 foot, 190-ish, can do a little bit more. Tyler Scott as well, skinny. Rashee Rice has some size. I'm not so big on him though. So yeah, this group is kind of, it's hit or miss guys for different reasons.
Give me one or two wide receivers outside the top 10, sleepers wide receivers that you dig out of the draft.
Grant Dubose out of Charlotte, I think. He had a great RAS score, 877. I'm just way higher on him than the industry is as a whole. Dane Brugler described him perfectly when I read it. Fluid, right? A guy that a lot like Deontay, where it may not look natural compared to other guys running routes and stuff like that, but he does everything he can to get open. And he's got a little size in this class, not very fast. Probably needs to get better at getting yards after the catch. He's pretty low on that. in this class, but I think there's a lot of upside in Grant DuBose. And then one more, I kind of like Rakeem Jarrett out of Maryland. This was a guy who was a five-star prospect going to Maryland. He was the highest recruit Maryland ever had. They've had some QB issues. You know, the Tua's little brother has been there for a while. But that guy can get open. He's a slot only guy too. I think he ran like 96% of his routes out of the slot. But he's like Paris Campbell, but Paris Campbell went way too high. I think if you could get this guy in the fifth or sixth round, you could get a productive guy on your team for a low cost. So I like Rakeem Jarrett.
I thought you might bring up Puka. I thought Puka might be the name you have quite a bit higher.
Always
too hurt. Yeah, too hurt. And also Kayshon. That was a big fall.
Kayshon's
LSU
a bitch.
Wide receiver.
I cannot stand that guy. I there's no other way to describe him. He whines and cries all the time. He's a baby. He didn't take his combine seriously, so he had a garbage RAS score. Like, he is just a whiny crybaby, and I will never like him.
All right, tight ends. Burn us through a couple real quick, and then we're going to build the top 12 for fantasy.
Tight end class is deep, man. I had to give it to Kincaid. I love Luke Musgrave. I really like Luke Musgrave. But Kincaid played through injuries. Musgrave didn't. He showed the availability. But this class is really good. Mayer started kind of as the number one and slipped on a bunch of people's boards. For fantasy, I have Kincaid first. I have Musgrave second. And I have Mayer third. If I'm an NFL franchise, Mayer is a plug-and-play tight end ready to go today. He's going to be the first tight end off the board for sure. A lot of people mocking him to the Cowboys. I think that's a pretty good one. Luke Musgrave is tall. He's a red zone threat. He can inline block, so he's going to be on the field when he's healthy. He can catch the ball. A little goofy as a route runner, but I'd say, Travis Kelce's kind of a goofy looking route runner too. So the guy just has this huge size, and Kincaid gets all these Kelce comps, which is absurd. No one should get Kelce comps. Kelce is a unicorn, but I think he's going to be real good. And then you have, Sam Laporta is another receiving tight end that's going to be good. Tucker Kraft, big bodied tight end, big slot really out of South Dakota State. And then you have the physical freak of Darnell Washington from Georgia, who is like a tackle that can run downfield and catch passes too. He's unbelievable. So there's a lot of talent in the tight end class here.
I'm actually surprised Darnell Washington. Three is the kind of the consensus. I think Thor had him at four. You've got him at six. I mean, just like,
this is for fantasy. Remember, talent. This, I think he'll probably be the second tight end off the board, Darnell. But he is going to be, remember David Njoku can go downfield and catch, and he was huge. And he, was built like a linebacker and all that stuff, but the Browns just use him to block.
I guess the question is like, do you see a situation where a team, who the hell were we just talking about? The Packers. If the Packers had a guy like him, I mean, don't you think if they didn't have a tight end, he's such a big physical, he looks like a prime red zone option. Hands seem to be there. I mean, don't you think this is a guy that could grow into being a better wide receiver, like a receiving tight end than just being like an inline blocker?
He could grow into it, but his primary use to start in the NFL is going to be as a blocker. And Green Bay would be a great scenario for him because they need pass catchers, but he's going to be out on the field to block for Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, right? And then when you throw the ball, you still have Christian Watson, you have Dobbs, you're probably going to add somebody else in this process as well. So could he be a nice safety blanket for a guy like Jordan Love? Sure, but he has to end up in that situation. I think most places where he goes, he's going to end up being a blocker. So I got to have him at six.
All right, so you ready to build this?
Let's do it.
All right, so this is going to be a 12-team.
Are we doing Superflex or are we doing just regular?
Let's do regular, and then if we want, we can make Superflex adjustments after real quick. We can do it as a quick thing. All right, so we're going to go first top 12 picks, first-year player out of this draft, Bijan Robinson, number one, correct?
Bijan is number one, yes.
All right, number two, running back or wide receiver?
Jahmyr Gibbs, number two.
Okay.
The running back from Alabama.
Gibbs, I'm putting in here, easy number two. Does that mean Charbonnet is going to be number three?
I put Jordan Addison and JSN ahead.
All right. Jordan Addison, JSA.
JSN.
All right. And then number five, Charbonnet?
Number five is Charbonnet.
Okay. So now we're at number six.
Number six is going to be Quentin Johnston.
Okay, we're going to go with another wide receiver, Quentin Johnston. Okay, that's number six. Number seven.
Say Flowers.
Flowers. Okay, I feel like this is where, like almost every first year player we ever do, the top end running backs get stacked near the top, and then you have this big ride of wide receivers that are coming in. Say Flowers number 7. Who's number 8?
Number 8, we're gonna go with Spears.
Okay, so Spears, so another running back. Will a quarterback reach the top 12?
Yes, not here though. So which wide receivers do we have again? Give them to me.
You've got Jordan Addison, you've got JSN, Quentin Johnson, and Flowers. You've got the top 4.
Okay. Then we're going to go with, let's go with Hyatt.
Okay.
No, you know what? Actually, before Hyatt, we're going to go with Anthony Richardson.
So you are going to put a quarterback in there. I was wondering when that was going to happen. All right. So Anthony Richardson is number 9.
Then Hyatt.
Okay.
Then Downs. No, I'm sorry. Oh. Before Hyatt again, let's go Dalton Kincaid there.
I was wondering if you were going to get the tight end there. Okay, so Kincaid, Hyatt, and then the final?
Kincaid, Hyatt, and then the final has to be Downs then.
Okay, so your top 12 is Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jordan Addison, Jackson Njigba, Charbonnet, Quentin Johnston, Zay Flowers at 7, Spears at 8, Anthony Richardson at 9, Kincaid at 10, 11 is Hyatt, and 12 is Downs. One tight end, one quarterback in the top 12. And running backs don't dominate, but they are 3 of the top 5, with the first 2 picks being running backs. Okay, so now, quick alteration here. You can just do it kind of on the fly. If this is a super flex, how does this space out?
Bijan's still 1.
Okay, so it's Bijan, then Richardson, I'm guessing.
Then Richardson, then Young, then Stroud.
Okay. And then does it follow the same grouping for the most part?
Probably up until... let's see. So we go up until after Charbonnet.
I was about to say at least Charbonnet. So then it goes Levis. 5 is Gibbs, then Addison, then JSN, then Charbonnet, and then what is 9? Levis?
9 would be Levis.
And then we come back to Quentin Johnson, Zay Flowers, and...
Kincaid, yeah.
And no, Spears.
Or Spears, yeah.
Okay, so the super flex is Bijan, Richardson, Young, Stroud, Gibbs, Addison, JSN, Charbonnet, Levis, Johnston, Flowers, and Spears. Of that group, on both sides, who do you think has the most room for growth based on destination moving up?
Ooh, that's a good question. Quentin Johnston, I think, has the most room for growth, because if he goes to a place, and he also has, you know, room to fall. You know, if he goes somewhere where they're, you know, if he goes to Kansas City, they need a big guy, you know, over MVS. I would love that for him. Now he's got Patrick Mahomes throwing him open. That'd be unbelievable. So, but if he gets drafted by Cleveland, you know, ugh, no, thank you. So,
do you think Gibbs, Charbonnet also have some movement based on destinations? Like,
I mean, the running backs are the most, like we said before, when we're talking about running backs, they have the most to gain or lose. Landing on, because, you know, I love Tyjae Spears, but if he ends up in Pittsburgh, you know, okay, now you're behind Jalen Warren and Najee Harris. Like, where are you? So where are you on the depth chart? So it depends. And someone's going to tumble out of both these groups. We know that. Some, you know, there's going to be defensive players that tumble. Someone is going to fall weirdly in the draft that no one saw coming. So someone is going to be, and that tells you what teams think of the player overall. So maybe I had Kendre Miller real high on my board, right? He's my 5th running back. But, you know, as he get drafted to the 5th or 6th round, all right, we're SOL with Kendre. Apparently, I liked him way more than the NFL does, and 5th-round picks are cuttable. So,
yeah. Well, it'll be interesting because we're going to take this and we will compare it post-draft to what that ends up looking like after all is said and done. We'll do a new 12. I won't even remind Bogman of this list, and then we will compare them after the fact. So that'll be fun. So we'll have another episode in this league, Fantasy Football Podcast, post-draft next week, where we'll break down, just kind of have like a post-mortem of all this entire process. But if you want to be a part of all of it, twitch.tv/inthisleague. Bogman's going to be live streaming all 3 days with instant reactions, guests. He'll have it on in the background. It's a companion stream. So make sure you guys go and set up your sub through Amazon Prime so you get No ads, and you've got the sub. During the broadcast, you want to show your support. You can do that by cheering bits in there. You can gift subs. Those are things that help the broadcast if you want to help out for all of Bogman's hard work. But just make sure you come by, hang out. And like I said, you don't have to get rid of the stuff. You can watch the ads and whatever. But if you have an Amazon Prime account, it's just like the smartest thing to do. And I would be telling you to grab subs no matter what. Just don't know exactly what the stream thing is. But hey, you do you, friends. But Bogman will be live all 3 days of the NFL draft on our Twitch. So go and check that out as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? That nobody?
That nobody.
ITL.
During the broadcast, you want to show your support. You can do that by cheering bits in there. You can gift subs. Those are things that help the broadcast if you want to help out for all of Bogman's hard work. But just make sure you come by, hang out. And like I said, you don't have to get rid of the stuff. You can watch the ads and whatever. But if you have an Amazon Prime account, it's just like the smartest thing to do. And I would be telling you to grab subs no matter what. Just don't know exactly what the stream thing is. But hey, you do you, friends. But Bogman will be live all 3 days of the NFL draft on our Twitch. So go and check that out as well. InThisLeague.com on the Patreon, come and sign up. You can get the Bogman list stuff that is there now. And there's going to be stuff after. You want to make sure you get a part of that. Plus, you can get in the GroupMe rooms. We got the football one. You can talk all crazy draft stuff. And that room is going to be popping during the draft. So another cool place to be. So you want to support the boys, go and check it out. InThisLeague.com. Bogman, you have put a lot of work into this offseason, and it is all coming down to about 24 hours from now, my friend.
Here we go. I'm excited, man. Let's get it. And
what's the craziest thing you think is going to happen? It could be a crazy player is traded or a crazy person falls. Give me your craziest prediction.
Bijan is a top 10 pick.
Okay, that's as crazy as you could get.
I mean, Trey Lance gets traded. I don't know.
Yeah, that's like, what I wanted. Like, I mean, Bijan literally got interviewed today. Like, hey, what would be the one quarterback you love to play for? And he's like, Jalen Hurts. So it's like, let's get crazy here, Boggs.
Okay.
I like the Trey Lance getting traded.
I mean, that's not going to happen. I said 5%. I believe it. Austin Eckler gets traded to Cincinnati. How about that?
All right. That's a pretty good one. That's a really, really good one. That was something I was looking for on the craziness. So make sure you're locked into that. Follow him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. You can find me on Twitter at Is It The Welsh. I will also be back on the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast next week with Jake Seeley and Brandon Funston. Did a little breakdown. If you guys didn't know, I do that as well. So you guys can find us. Just make sure you follow the Twitters. That's the best way to like keep up with everything. But good luck to all your teams. And we'll be seeing you on draft night or just next week right here on the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Welsh. It's Bogman. We're out of here. Goodbye, friends. Peace.
See ya.